The R2P and POC. At the World Summit in 2005, world leaders reached agreement on the Responsibility to Protect initiative, called R2P, or R2P, to protect innocent people from the atrocities of wars. Later in 2006, the UN Security Council adopted a resolution on the protection of civilians in armed conflict, POC, that reaffirmed the concept of the R2P. These two agreements showed that the world was ready to protect innocent civilians living in bloody civil war areas. The R2P and POC are the moral principles used when military intervention or peacekeeping operations take place. An example of this was in Libya. In 2011, the UN authorized military action when the Gaddafi regime allowed airstrikes on its own citizens and anti-government protesters who stood up for democracy. The UN wanted to protect these people. The UN also asked NATO for help. They decided to set a no-fly zone over Libya and fired on Gaddafi's warplanes entering the area. The NATO-led Air Force also bombed Gaddafi's military sites by air, eventually defeating his military regime. These actions, however, raised the question of whether or not military intervention is always necessary. In the aftermath of the military intervention in Libya, opinions are split over whether the intervention was necessary. Not all citizens approved of the way NATO intervened because not all citizens hated Gaddafi. Furthermore, although the destruction of the area quickened the fall of the dictator, it also destroyed cities and infrastructures. The situation in Libya demonstrates the difficulty of intervention, even when done with the intention to protect innocent civilians. In the case of Syria's civil war, Assad, the dictator of the country, is responsible for killing at least 18,000 Syrian citizens. Even so, the proposal for the UN's military intervention was rejected several times by the UN Security Council because Russia and China used their power of veto to reject the proposal.